I'm too self-aware to heal from the pain of this infidelity. I hear a lot of people say that, both in the comment section and in my one-on-one consultations with people before we decide mutually whether we want to work together. And I have a couple of thoughts on it. I do agree that overthinking is one of the biggest blocks to healing, just in general. And being too self-aware can lead to like analysis paralysis, looping on the why instead of focusing on the how. And awareness does not equal healing. And I think that a lot of people who say that I'm too self-aware for traditional therapy, for example, to work, do believe that what's supposed to happen is you have a conversation, suddenly you become aware of some type of dynamic that existed in the relationship, and that somehow heals you. As if learning that the person who came in for an operation just had a ruptured lung, and somehow that awareness, like, oh, your lung ruptured, that's supposed to heal. Like, that makes no sense. Healing and awareness are not the same thing. Somatic practices, hypnosis, different forms of therapy help shift the healing from the mind into the body and the emotions. And I think that there is a sort of arrogance that often goes with this, with people that say, well, I'm too self-aware for this to work for me. Because you're confusing being in your head a lot and productive thinking. Most of the people who boast about how often they are working on themselves and thinking things through and understanding themselves have been thinking in the same loops over and over and over again. And they don't understand that they need a complete paradigm shift. It's like Albert Einstein said, the level of consciousness that created a problem cannot be the level of consciousness to solve it. Typically, with those types of clients, once I've had a chance to work with them, the result, the way that they're thinking about things afterward, does not resemble whatsoever the way they were thinking about things beforehand. It's like they thought that they just needed one new perspective shift to add on top of this grand intellectual architecture, and suddenly that would be the thing that healed. Oftentimes, it all just needs to come down. And the reason it needs to all come down is because self-awareness is ultimately a trap. You see your patterns, your triggers, your pain, yet you still feel stuck. And again, the problem is that healing is felt, not just understood. Emotions need to be expressed and processed, not just analyzed. You don't need to think your way to recovery. Sometimes letting go of control allows deeper healing, which again, that's why it needs to collapse, because holding on to these ideas of like, no, this is who I am, this is who they are, this is what happened, that's control. And what if your healing journey required completely letting go of that control? Trying to outthink pain is often ego-driven. Sometimes healing only flows once you feel the pain, when you soften into trust.